Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Quite frequently, the scriptures depict the silence of God as the substance of his absence. There's no word from God to be heard. When a voice goes forth, God is present. He speaks, and he speaks in order to be heard. This today is in many ways a troublesome claim, because it asks us, do we speak so that God is heard? Do we speak so that his presence is discerned, his goodness known? I suppose this passage is appropriate for this last week of the, or last weeks of the church year, these weeks in which we contemplate the final things of God, because when God speaks, there is no addition. He's confronted, or he confronts by his speech, and it elicits faith or it does not. That's the final things. And so when we read this text, do our ears hear in such a way that the scriptures are fulfilled in our hearing? What if I should say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor? Am I just referring to a historical thing that happened to have happened back then in the year 30 or whenever? Or can I make that claim that in the hearing of it, your ears should hear that today these things are fulfilled? Well, I think we need to wonder about that as we study and prepare to be speakers, and to wonder exactly what we are doing when we speak. Do we speak in such a way that God's presence, that his speaking is heard? Or is it simply a recording of long ago, kind of like reading today the Gettysburg Address of Abraham Lincoln? Yes, those are the words of Abraham Lincoln, but most assuredly, he is not speaking them. Is that how it is when we speak? That we speak in such a way that Jesus' words once spoken are now repeated? Or is this today, the time of fulfillment and hearing that brings forth faith and life? That is, in any case, what I think this text burdens us with. That we learn to speak in such a way that God is heard as the one who speaks. And then, yes, it may well be, it happened to Jesus, and he once said that the servant is not greater than the master, so it's probably true of us, perhaps it is, that we will not be received well. No matter. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us, gentlemen, and so we must speak. The Spirit does not inspire for us to have closed mouths. It inspires so that we talk. And that is, in many ways, the essence of what it means to be in the last days, that God's word goes forth. How? By you. That's how. And if it is not by you, then God is silent. God speaks. That is, a voice is heard. And it is your voice that has to be heard. Yes, mine too, but I'm almost 71. That voice doesn't have a long future. Yours does. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me. I'm not at this point interested in various doctrines of the ministry. I want you to read this text as your text. That when the church calls and you are placed into the office of speaking, that you know that the last days occur when you open your mouth. And so you must be very attentive to what you say. You're not talking just history or moral exhortation, but presenting the speech of God, which is Christ who crucified, to the people. For we do live in dark days, when increasingly the voice of God is not heard, and God is silent. He's silent in the rejections of truth that we see all around us, and the persecutions increasingly of His people, foreign and domestic. And yet His voice must go forth. And that's the whole reason we exist here. To ensure that it does. So, my friends, be of good cheer. There will come a time, may I say it that way, when the Spirit of the Lord will be upon you because He anoints you to proclaim good news to the poor. That is to say, the sinner, the distressed, the anxious, the dying. That's why we're here. That's why you're here. So He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, to recover the sight of the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. That's all you need to understand what you're here for. That's all you need to understand what you will be. So He rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down.